Hi, I'm Kathleen, and I'm an anxious person. This is the anxious 12-step program, I hope. What's anxiety? Well, I'm having it. I just finished putting lunch out and been thinking for 3 days about this talk and trying not to think about it. So heart pounding, you know, a little bit of sweat on the palms, a little bit of shivery, that's it. Difficult to focus. Your friendly faces help. I forgot my paper. Carrie, it's under that gold napkin right there. It can cause you to forget things. Thank you. So, this was a really good question to meditate on. I had a lot of hopefully new insights about anxiety. Of course, it's a kind of fear. And then the two questions I meditated on a lot is, what am I afraid of and who is afraid? And so I started, it took me a while to kind of get the what am I afraid of. It can be everything. I was talking a little bit with another person. It can be everything, like the lunch is not going to be right. And of course, under that, some sort of reputation thing, which is just so silly because that's just a collection of opinions by, I mean, every lunch someone doesn't like things and they like things. And so what? Who cares? It's gone in 20 minutes. But it's still there. So then I went back and actually just started looking at my life, like where this came from. And I was born into an anxious family with an anxious mother. And in Western psychology, then I could blame her, you know. She made me anxious. I could blame her, you know, like I was in the womb and all those anxious chemicals were going through. And all that's true. Actually, it's actually true. It does happen. But, but in Buddhism, you can't do that. You have to actually go bigger. And so why did I get into a family like that? And I must have brought something in the mind stream that was simpatico, you know, with that kind of thing. Like, why would I be drawn there? And that's a much more interesting question, you know, like, what's the karma? And what could I work on to make sure I'm not there again and to stop in this life? But I wanted to set a little bit more background, which is I had one very clear memory of being 6 years old in the first grade, and we had bomb shelter, you know, these drills, air raid drills. And so I thought, wow, that would be enough to cause some anxiety. Like, there's someone out there that wants to bomb your elementary school. Why would they bomb St. Jude's, you know? So we'd have these pretty consistently, and you were supposed to get under your desk. Now it's terrorists, but then it was the communists. And they hated Catholics, which I was. So the communists were definitely going to get the Catholics when they got there. Well, believe me, I'm just telling you things I was told. And there you were. You know, you had to deal with it. And these grown-ups who are very well-meaning are defining reality as they see it, and they're trying to be helpful, but this is what they're saying. And yeah, this sounds totally insane now. But we were supposed to get under our desk. But even at 6, I knew, like, get under your desk, like a bomb is going to go right through the ceiling. My desk is 20 years old. I'm sorry, but what I did was I complied, because that's what you do as a Catholic kid. But I knew on the day of a real air raid drill, I was running home. I only lived 12 blocks. I was a really fast runner, and I was sure I could make it. And if I didn't, I didn't want to be blown up in the school anyway. So there you go. You get born from karma into a culture that has this mindset going, I mean, my gosh, no wonder my parents were scared. And don't even go to the Catholic eternal health thing. I mean, that's running in there too. But just the whole big culture is going, there's an enemy. The enemy wants to kill you. And you have to be prepared. In fact, that was the thing. Be prepared. There were even air raid shelters in places downtown, and they had yellow and black signs, and that was another place you were supposed to go, like underground at the bank or underground at the post office. So there's constant fear memories. So that was real interesting to remember. But then again, in a certain way, if I just look at this life, then I can blame my culture, I can blame my family. What I love about Buddhism is it opens it up to go, how did this happen? How did my mind get involved in this? What did I bring, you know, in? And how can I deal with that? So one of the most profound things that for me in the Dharma is the example of His Holiness, the Dalai Lama, with his so-called enemies. He just refuses to have any. He just won't have enemies. And when you transform your enemies of this life into something else, then a lot of anxiety disappears. I like the phrase that His Holiness uses, a friend enemy. I've seen it in a book or something, my friend enemy, which it captures this thing of the enemy is the friend. The enemy can be the teacher. So that shift in thinking that I just won't have enemies, you know. And later I met some communists, I liked them. I became a socialist, so, you know, we did become friends. So the other thing is that really helps me a lot is this saying by Lama Zopa that I can use anywhere, and I think you really can use it anywhere, is this is not a problem. Every time I'm getting anxious, you know, like about the broccoli is too done. No, it's not too done. That was the one today. It's so silly. But just to say this is not a problem. It is so not a problem. And it just clicks something into place. And that can even be with quite large things, like being very sick and just saying this is not a problem. So I think I want to close with just a couple of things. One is anxiety is a saying that I found by Charlotte Joko Beck, who's a Buddhist teacher in another tradition, but Buddhist. Is she defines anxiety as the gap between the way things are and the way we want them to be. In that gap, how they are and how we want them to be. And then we go off on our crazy mind stuff. So the big other thing is just accepting this is how it is, you know. This is how it is. I'm an anxious person. And then just with everyday actions, I think one thing that's really helpful was I didn't know I was anxious for a long, long time. I projected it out. And whatever you don't know about yourself and claim, other people around you know it. They feel it big time because you're not knowing it and managing it in yourself. So it was really helpful for me in therapy when the therapist used to tell me to just say every once in a while, I'm scared. You know, I'm scared. And I could check in, was it true or not? But I started noticing, wow, I'm scared a lot more than I ever knew. And that helped me manage it. And the other thing is to slow down. Like anxiety will make you want to move really fast, like do things really, really fast. And then that, for some reason, makes me more anxious. So if I can always just go, whoa, slow down, walk slow, do the thing slower, stir the thing slower, then a lot of it goes down too physically. So that's it, and I hope this is somewhat helpful if you are an anxious person.